What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of The Art of Talking About Nothing. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we made it. We made it to episode 2. This is the 1st of October. That's right, 1st of October. October's here already. So that's it. This is pretty much the end of the year. Once you hit October, that's it. The year's gone. November's gone, December's gone, and we're back in January. This is how it is every year. This year went by pretty fast, I gotta admit. February seemed like a whole year by itself. But yeah, the year went by pretty fast. So yeah, let's get this started. Welcome, guys. Hope you guys had a beautiful week last week. And I got a lot to talk about today, so let's get to it. First thing I want to talk to you guys about, is Cardi B. She was doing a speech, talking about how everybody should go vote. Couldn't agree more. I feel like, you guys should definitely go out and vote, I believe November. Go vote. If you're not registered, go register. Vote. It is very important. Very important that everybody votes. These coming elections, it's important. It's necessary. A lot of people, don't like to talk too much about their business as far as when it comes to politics. And it's a touchy subject. You know, growing up, I was taught, politics, sports, and religion. Very, very touchy subjects. People get in their feelings. A very touchy subject. But, go vote. Doesn't matter, who you vote for or what you vote for. Just go out, vote. There's so many people that didn't vote the last major elections. And then you hear people upset. Oh, you know, why this and why that? And yeah, you didn't vote. What do you expect? Go vote. That's it. You know, just go vote. It takes a few minutes. And that's it. You know what I realized? I realized that when you have a podcast, you have to be very, very careful of what you say. Now we're living in an age where everything is politically correct. Everything has to be correct. Everybody's like on the edge. Everybody's, just politically correct. Everything has to be right. So if you say something that's going to piss somebody off, that's it. You're marked. You know, they'll let you know. You know what I mean? And so you got to be careful on what you say. So I'm trying to be very, very careful and not offend anybody ever. Those aren't my intentions with this podcast. I just, want to talk about things that I think about. Things that come to my attention. This was one of them. I think that it's important that, you should go vote. Something that you need to do. If I feel like if you're a citizen and you're able to vote, you should be able to just go and vote. That's it. Regardless of what I think or what I'm gonna vote for, my beliefs and what I think needs to be done, it doesn't matter. You guys go vote. And make a difference, guys. Make a difference, please. With that being said, let's go on to a different subject here. So Bill Cosby, you got to talk about Bill. My man Bill, Jello. 3 years. 3 years. Some people might say that's not enough time. Some people might think it's unfair. Some people think that he shouldn't have got nothing. I don't know. I don't know what to agree as far as, you know, if it was right or wrong. I do think it's a little excessive that he's going to a maximum security prison. That's a little too much, I think. I mean, what's he going to do? He's like 80-something years old. I mean, he's not gonna bust out of there. I mean, well, you never know nowadays. Who the fuck knows, right? After a few years, he comes out. Nobody will fucking remember. Nobody will give a fuck. Kind of like OJ. I think OJ, he did his time. He did his thing. And that's it. Now he's just hiding in the shadows. That's what's going to happen to this man. Might get out early for good behavior. And, you know, that's it. That's it. That's the punishment he got. A lot of people might not agree. I think it's a little excessive that he's going to a maximum security prison. But that's you know, it's what it is. That's what he got. That's the punishment he got. And that's one thing I want to talk about, man. These big executives and these people that run these businesses and just the people, these guys that feel like they're empowered and they take advantage of situations rape or try to rape or the intent, or they have bad things to say or sexual things to say or harassment. I mean, come on, man. What age are we living in, man? You know, I mean. That's it. I mean, I know with what Bill did, he did, you know, a long, long time ago, but I mean, he still did it, you know, the Weinstein, I mean, all these guys are just very, very perverted, very twisted, you know, you can't do shit like that, man. That's very horrible. I understand, you know, from a women's perspective that's gotta be very, very horrible, especially if, you know, you're having to work with these people or you're having to, you know, be in the same room and being harassed all the time. It must be a very difficult situation. I wouldn't want that to happen to my daughter. I wouldn't want it to happen to anybody. It's just, you know, I guess a cruel, cruel world we live in. And, yeah, I mean, just, I feel like it all starts, you know, with the parents, you know, us as parents teaching our kids. Me growing up, and I was taught to respect women to the fullest, respect them to the fullest, you know, do not, you know, treat them very fragile, treat them, you know, you know, we're most men are supposedly stronger than a woman. Not all. There's women out there that'll beat my ass just by looking at me. But, you know, they're you know, in general, you know, most guys are were built, you know, and then that's you know, that's fine. But don't use that. Don't abuse that. You know, treat women, you know. You got to treat women like queens, man. Treat them with respect. Never raise your voice and never hit a woman, man. That's you know, they're delicate, you know, they're delicate, beautiful, delicate women. Don't do that. There's women out there that, you know, will try to put their hands on you and a guy and try to, you know, be tougher than they are, you know, and I get you have to protect yourself, but, you know, you always have to respect women, man, and I teach my kid that, you know, my son, he's 12, I teach him that, you know, I try to, you know, tell him, you know, that, like, listen, women, you know, are, you know, God's gift to earth. You can sit there and mistreat them, and you can't, never hit a girl, you know, that's, you know, something important, you know, good advice to give your kids. I feel like it starts with the parents, you know, talk to the kids, you know, and that'll be a way to prevent things like, you know, the sexual harassment and guys abusing on women. I hear stories of in my line of work. I see stories all the time about, you know, women just coming in and they're beat up and this and that. And I can understand where some women might deserve it, okay, because of their actions and this and that. But it's not justifiable, man. You can't hit a woman, man, especially, you know, if you're a dude, you know, and you go and hit a girl. And as same with this same, you know, that same token, it's not right for girls to be hitting guys either. There's got to be a mutual respect. But what can you do? Us as guys, we have to, you know, take it in more. If a girl's going off on you, you know, restrain yourself, man. Leave if you can. Don't stay there and you won't win, you know. One way or the other, you'll wind up in jail or whatever. So start with the kids, man. Teach your kids, you know, not to treat women wrong, you know. It's all a circle. You treat the women wrong, they grow up, the kids grow up, you know, with the mothers treating them like shit because the father beats them and this and that. And it's a vicious circle. Vicious circle of life that they will never get out of. And the next kids will grow up and do the same and the same and same and over and over. So just start with the kids, man. Start teaching them not to, you know, to treat women correctly, you know, the right way. But yeah. So with that being said, like, you know, just teach your kids, man. They listen. Believe it or not, they listen. From very young, they'll listen. You talk to them and they'll listen. Yeah. So this weekend, I went and I got me a new game. I got me the Spider-Man game for the PlayStation 4. I love video games. Mostly play Destiny. But I love the Uncharted. I love the God of Wars. The Gears of War. I'm a big nerd when it comes to games. I have a lot of different consoles. But my favorite one is the PS4 right now. And I went and I bought that Spider-Man game. And wow. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing. If you know about games, this is a game that a lot of people have been waiting for. This is the Spider-Man game that Spider-Man fans have been waiting for. When it came out with the Arkham series for Batman, that was a win for Batman. That was huge for the gaming industry, and I feel like this is right alongside that series. I feel like they captivated it the right way, you're literally swinging, you know, and you feel how fast it is, and you feel, you know, how you swing between the buildings, and, you know, it's really, really, really captures the vibe of how Spider-Man is. But yeah, that's what I did, actually all day yesterday. That's all I did. I just played that new game all day. Enjoyed myself. I have a job that I go to, and I'm constantly working. So yeah, I took a day. Took a day for just hung out with my son, and played video games. That's it. That's all we did. Played video games and ate. I enjoyed it. It was great. Probably gonna try to catch a couple more hours on it tonight, maybe. Who knows? We'll see. So the new iPhone came out. The iPhone XS Max and the XR. And they're catching a lot of heat. iPhone's, you know, Apple's catching a lot of heat because it's the same shit. It's the same shit. It's the same shit. And it's the same shit. Now, I'm not an iPhone user. I prefer Android because I need my phone to be open for the stuff that I do. I can't have the tight security that Apple does. But Apple has awesome products. As far as their phones, they got that shit unlocked. I mean, their phones are top notch. As far as security, unbreachable. I mean, they're good quality phones. Very good quality phones. But with that being said, I'm an Android guy. I like Androids. I would never, ever get an iPhone. The next phone I'm targeting is it's a phone that nobody really has heard of. Everybody knows the Samsungs, the LGs. Me personally, I feel like they're overrated. Samsung overrated. They got to the point where like iPhones, like Apple, they come out with the same crap every year and people fall for it, which is all right. I mean, I get you need your FaceTime, you need your, you know, little emojis and this and that. But this isn't, it's nothing new. It's the same shit. I personally, I want to get the new OnePlus 6. It's a small company. They're young. I think this is their sixth year out. Badass Android phone, water resistant. Got 6 gigs of RAM. If you guys don't know what that is, that's incredible. 6 gigs of RAM. Almost 500 gigs of memory. Glass front and back. I mean, this phone is top notch. 20 megapixel camera in the back, 13 megapixels in the front, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's a badass phone. It's only $600. You know, so you just, there's a lot of phones out there. There's a lot of phones out there that are not expensive, that are Android, not Samsung, and not LG, not your typical Androids, that are way better and cost a lot less. So, you know, I tell people all the time, do your research. You know, don't take my word for it. I know people are, you know, either love Android or you love Apple, which is fine. I understand that. I get it. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know? So, yeah, me personally, I can't do iPhones. But yeah. So, last week, I told you guys how I love music and, you know, how much I love rap. So I'll talk to you a little bit about rap battles and how I feel about rap battles. I feel it's good for the culture. Okay, I love it. I love when two guys will sit there and go at each other. I feel like it's good for hip-hop. I feel like more people should do it. But not like this last MGK and Eminem. I feel like Eminem won, hands down. There's a lot of people that disagree. Like, oh, well, what he talked about. Listen. Guy's a lyrical genius. He said shit that you probably didn't even understand. That was hidden. That's how deep he went. And MGK, he did good for him. You know what I mean? He did good for, the beat was better. There's a lot of people, oh yeah, the beat. I mean, the guy, he was rapping and, I mean, he was dissing and he was complimenting at the same time. Where Eminem was just straight up dissing and being disrespectful. And he was being petty as fuck. So, I feel like Eminem won. People will disagree, whatever. I don't care. At the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. But it was a weak battle, to be honest. And I was very disappointed because of the fact that I thought they were going to keep going. And they might have just had a little interview here and a little interview there and talk shit about each other and this and that. But that was it. Like, there's like a lot of people that are saying that they don't know who won. So, I mean, each one of them thinks that they won. So there's an unfinished business. Go fucking go at it again. You know what I'm saying? Bring something more to the table. This shit was way too fucking fast. Like Drake and Meek Mill. They did a couple songs. You know? They did a couple songs, two or three. And fucking, you know, Drake fucking smashed him. And let me tell you something about that right there. The Drake and Meek Mill. Man, that shit takes balls to sit there and go on stage and fucking shake hands like fucking men. I thought that was fucking awesome. You know, they fucking, they rapped, they did their fucking thing. They went, they shook hands, and they kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You know, LL Cool J and Cannabis, man, they had a lot of fucking tracks that, you know, one after the other, the fucking, you know, that's what rap battles is, you know, they go at each other. But no, you just don't do one song each and then fucking that's it. No, it doesn't work like that. I want to see more. I want to see. Listen, if it were up to me, if it were up to, completely up to me, this is how a rap battle would be. It would have three tracks from each, okay? And then at the end, they would fucking go duke it out for three or four rounds, you know, with gloves on, in a fucking ring. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck wouldn't want to see that shit? I'd pay pay-per-view to see that shit. Hands down. Watching a fucking 50 Cent go against a Ja Rule or a fucking Eminem going against the MGK. I mean, I would love to see that shit. Or a fucking Nicki Minaj versus a fucking Cardi B. I would love to fucking see that. That would be fucking incredible to see. Okay? And yeah, let them beat the snot out of each other. And then once they're done, that's it. You shake hands, you go your way. You took the fucking crown. You took the win. That's it. You're the best, hands down. Not just fucking verbally. You're fucking literally. You fucking beat the shit out of her, or you beat the shit out of him, and that's it. That's how a rap battle should be to me. And I know that sounds a little fucking harsh, but I mean it would be fucking definitely dope to fucking watch on fucking pay per view for sure. But it's great for the culture. It just brings more attention to the culture. Like, oh shit, Nicki and Cardi B, yeah, bitch, just fucking got hit. Now they're gonna fucking go at each other's throats. Yo, that's the shit right there. It causes, you know, you're stirring up the pot. And I know a lot of people right now are you know, saying, oh no, you know, that's being cruel. That's, you know, no, you can't, why would you, you know, wish the two artists go at each other, peace, love, and happiness. No, there's no peace, love, and happiness. People don't want to see that shit. People want to see you fucking, you know, go ham on a couple bars on a fucking track. You know, that's what people want to fucking hear. And then after those couple bars, they would love to see fucking two rappers just beat the snot out of each other. That's fucking great. I would love to fucking see that shit. No lie. But, you know, speaking about rap, Lil Wayne and Logic came out, okay? They both came out this last weekend. It was a good album, as far as Lil Wayne's. Good album. Not album of the year, okay? But it wasn't whack. To me, it wasn't whack. It wasn't a bad album, okay? You know, this is him after a couple years dropping a fucking Carter album, you know what I mean? So, for what it is, I mean, it's good. It's got good shit on there, good content. He still fucking can spit, you know, which is important. A lot of people are like, oh, yeah, no, not my favorite. No, it's not the Weezy. No, it's not the Weezy you remember, man. Fucking people get old, okay? New trends come in, new sounds come in. You can't compare a fucking Lil Wayne to a Lil Pump. You can't, you know? it's different type of shit. You know, you got you can't compare a Little Wayne to a Kodak. You know, it's Kodak is what's now. You know, so it's for what it is, it's a good album. I enjoyed it. There's a couple tracks on there that I really fucking go back to and I bump. And the shit fucking, it's great. I love it. But not album of the year. Not album of the year. We'll be discussing album of the year soon. To see who made album of the year. Now go back and think. And you know, we'll get into that, you know, in another segment. But, I mean, start thinking about it. You know, the year's almost over. And, I mean, you got a good-ass music that's been out this year. So, but definitely not album of the year for Lil Wayne. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't whack. To me, it wasn't bad. It really wasn't. Logic. Young Sinatra. Man, fucking monster album. I fucking dug the fuck out of that. A lot of tracks I go back to, including my favorite with Wu-Tang. That, you know, wow. That's fucking insane. This fucking kid did a song with the whole Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, that's unheard of. Nobody does that shit. This kid is the definition of boom bap nowadays, man. That boom bap style that he brought, it is dope. And you gotta give it to him, man. It's a great album. I fuck with it. It was, you know, pretty dope. Yeah. So, I mean, gotta wait and see what else he puts out. I know it'll probably be sometime next year or something like that. He's been dropping them kind of close, which is nice. Very nice. Don't mind that. And we'll wait and see, what else comes out this year. And like I said, once I have my co-host, right now we're kind of having scheduling issues. We're going to get that worked out, and we'll have a co-host on here, and we'll be talking shit. Talking shit about, you know, what's what. My co-host and I, we have different, kind of the same taste, but not really as far as when it comes to music. So it'll be interesting, interesting debates. But yeah, that'll be for some other time. And we'll see what happens. So I was thinking, work sucks, right? Who the fuck likes work? Nobody likes to work, okay? I mean, you gotta really like your fucking job. Nobody really likes their fucking job. If it were up to everybody, and this is everybody, if it were up to anybody, you could just wake up, scratch your nuts, go have breakfast, and fucking, you know, do nothing all fucking day but scratch your nuts. All day. All right? That's the ideal day for every fucking guy. I mean, there's guys out there that, yeah, they're motivated, this and that, they want to go work out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but if it were really, really, really up to you, I mean, and you had all the fucking money in the world, most of everybody would just not want to do shit. Especially, let's say you hit the lotto, okay? You hit the lotto, and that's it. You're rich as fuck, and you don't have to work. And you've worked every single day since you were 14. Trust me. You're not going to want to do shit. You're going to want to go out and, you know, minimal and, you know, I don't know, make investments, I guess, or whatnot. But work? No. Nobody's going to want to fucking do that shit. Me personally, I can tell you that. If I ever win the lottery, fuck. I will fucking not do a damn thing ever again. But yeah, work sucks. Okay. So this is something I was thinking about. All right, so work sucks. Why don't we have... This is something that I think it would benefit all Americans. We should literally have a four-day week. Okay? 4 business days. That's all we fucking need. Okay? 4 days. 4 days of work. You put your 40 hours in. That's right. 10 hours a day. All right. You put your 40 fucking hours and you're done. You got 3-day weekends every weekend. I think that would solve so much shit. A lot of people would be stress free. A lot of people would be fucking happier. Okay. And it would be completely good for America. It would definitely be good for America. It would fucking, I think stress would be diminished. Okay. To a very minimal. Okay. Now, I mean, there's other countries that, you know, like you literally have 2 hours of break. Your work hours are just completely different. And they're living a stress-free life. You know, they work less. Okay. And it's not all about the bills. Out here, it's nothing but the bills. You're stressing about, you're already stressing about next month's bills. All right. You're paying rent. Today's the first of the month. You're paying rent. And then you're thinking about next month's rent already. It's programmed in us. Like you're thinking, all right, I got to pay this. Next month, I got to pay this. And you're checking the calendar of when your bills are going to be up for next month. And you're stressed. Okay? People in other countries, like I've gone to Colombia a couple times. And people out they just live a better life. Stress-free. And they got minimal shit. They got way less shit than we do. But they're not stressed. They don't stress out because of work. Okay? That's the difference. Over here, it's like all we do is work. Work. Yeah, we have shit. We have a lot of shit. We have unnecessary shit. Okay? We have shit that we throw out. I get that. But along with that is all the stress. So, I think 4-day weeks, people will disagree. People will be like, oh, well, you should work more. No. 40 hours, 4 days a week, 3-day weekends. I don't know. Me personally, I would love that shit. That shit would be great. But unfortunately, we all have to work and work overtime and work our asses off. I mean, legit. Work our asses off, you know, for the little we got. But that's the American dream. I don't know. Me personally, I think that would be the American dream. Work fucking 4 days and have off 3. That would be fucking fantastic. All right, guys. This one was a little bit longer. I'm going to, you know, keep coming up with stuff to talk about. Yeah, my Dolphins finally lost. Basketball preseason started. Heat played San Antonio. They we lost by 4. Those are pretty much, you know, the ones I care about. Now, but eventually, like I said on my other segment, the first segment, you guys, I will be maybe the next one I'll read off. I don't know yet. I'll read off, you know, maybe from the past weekend, the scores from NFL and NBA. We'll see, because I kind of feel like I had a lot to talk about today, so I don't know. But, yeah, this is it, guys. Stay tuned till next week. I will hopefully have my co-host. And we'll see. All right, guys. Have a good one.